Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy musicians from Germany, England, America, and Norway. This visit is called A Mendelssohn Surprise. The curtain rose on the very interesting boy-soprano voice of Benjamin Isaacsen from Oslo, Norway. This young man has achieved success very early in his life, having performed with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra, Grex Vocalis, the Norwegian Soloists Choir, and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra. He's also performed larger works at funerals, weddings, christenings, and as a soloist in the Oslo Concert Hall. Perhaps you recognize the melody, Jerusalem, from Felix Mendelssohn's St. Paul, the familiar oratorio. From the music of Felix Mendelssohn, we turn to that of Georg Friedrich Handel and a selection from his opening section of his oratorio Solomon. Nicholas McGagan is on the podium, and he guides the Festspiel Orchestra from Göttingen with the Winchester Cathedral Choir as we hear the chorus of the priests. Sound your harps and cymbals.
Thank you.
That rather eclectic gathering of musicians, the Winchester Cathedral Choir, the Festspiel Orchestra from Göttingen, recorded in the Frauenkirche of Dresden, all conducted by Nicholas McGagan. They've just presented Sound Your Harps and Cymbals, the chorus of priests from the Oratorio Solomon by Georg Friedrich Handel. Baroque music is just plain fun to listen to. One of the top professional choral ensembles in the country is the Gloria Dei Cantoris from Massachusetts. Their artistic director, Elizabeth Patterson, and the singers have amassed close to 40 CDs of choral music that is a powerful library of music history. She steps to the podium as the women from this fine choir present two motets for female voices by Felix Mendelssohn. The first is Veni Domine, Come Lord, Come, Do Not Delay. The second is Surrexit Pater Bonus. It's a Lenten text that says, The Good Shepherd has risen, he who gave his life. The music of Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
The women of the Gloria Dei Cantoris, directed by Elizabeth Patterson, have just offered two motets by Felix Mendelssohn, Veni Domine, Come Lord Come, and Surrexit Pater Bonus, The Good Shepherd Has Risen. Next are two short, and I might add very familiar selections from England, from the pen of Frederick Delius. They are rather melancholy and spring-like in texture. There is no text, and the choir offers us their very best tone quality as they float through both songs. The titles tell perhaps how the song should be sung. This is slow but not dragging, and then gaily but not quick. Marcus Creed conducts the Rias Comer Chor.
Thank you.
two delightful and relaxing songs without words from the pen of Frederick Delius and performed by the Rias Kammerchor led by Marcus Creed, slow but not dragging and gaily but not quick. Stay tuned for a Mendelssohn surprise.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, now in its 20th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for KVNO-FM in the heart of the campus of the University of Nebraska in Omaha. Going Beyond Words can also be heard around the world on kvno.org. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Felix Mendelssohn, who lived 1809 to 1847, was one of the natural gifted musicians of the 19th century. He developed his talent to a high degree when he was just a boy. Although he grew up surrounded by romantic influences, his inspiration was essentially classical in style, and his musical ideas were embodied in the works of Bach, Handel, and Mozart rather than his contemporaries. Now here is our Mendelssohn surprise. His name is Arnold Ludwig Mendelssohn, who lived 1855 to 1933. He was the son of Felix Mendelssohn's second cousin, Wilhelm Mendelssohn, and was born 8 years after the death of Felix Mendelssohn. Arnold Mendelssohn contributed significantly to the renewal of interest in Lutheran church music, both by his promotion of the works of Bach and Schütz through his own compositions, which began to chart a new course that Distler, Pepping, Raphael, and others would later follow. Rejecting the romanticized style of his contemporaries, he evolved a pure and more appropriate polyphonic liturgical style. In his Geistliche Chormusik, he pulled 14 motets for the entire church year and his German Mass. It is the unaccompanied German Mass for 2 four-part choirs where Mendelssohn creates a large number of different groupings, each of which vividly brings out the text. This CD is a brand new release on the Hensler Classic label out of Germany and features the motets for Christmas and the German Mass. There are 6 movements sung by 2 four-part choirs. Here is the Southwest Radio Vocal Ensemble from Stuttgart, conducted by Frieder Bernius, in the German Mass by Arnold Ludwig Mendelssohn.
Thank you. Thank you. der König Usia starb, sah ich den Herrn sitzen auf einem hohen und erhabenen Stuhl und sein hatte 6 Flügel. Mit 10 deckten sie ihr Antlitz, mit 10 deckten sie ihre Füße, und mit 10
You have just heard the German Mass for two unaccompanied four-part choirs by Arnold Ludwig Mendelssohn, who was the second cousin of Felix Mendelssohn. It was performed by the Southwest Radio Vocal Ensemble from Stuttgart, all guided by Frieder Bernius. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called A Mendelssohn Surprise, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more significant vocal and choral works. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2012.